right. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Two Latin Brothers podcast. As you can tell, we are in a different location.
Yeah, we I don't know how we got here.
Just for the sake of it, we decided to change it up. Instead of being in the podcasting studio, we're in a TV studio.
We're on a set. We're here. This is probably the only time this will probably ever happen.
Maybe. Possibly.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. There's a lot of satellites here. Like, I mean, I don't
know. It's whatever, you know? we're getting it done just for you. One time only.
One time only.
We're having fun with it.
Yeah.
So let's just dive right in.
Bro, go for it. I mean, I don't even know.
All right. So my week has
I didn't even ask you how your week's been.
No, I know. But that's how we kind of go with it.
All right. How's your week been?
My week has been reasonable. I met some interesting people this week. There was a guest speaker as well as you know, it's that exam season. It's around that end time where there's just exams everywhere.
Right.
So yeah. People are busy. People are like stressed. I personally have no real exams. So
So I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's also because you're in the college environment. So you kind of like you get like secondhand stress from all those people.
Yeah, I know.
It's because you're surrounded by literally thousands of other people who are freaking out.
Yeah.
Because they didn't study all semester. Now they're cramming.
Yep.
In my case, I feel like the Christmas stress.
Ah.
Because people like been talking for like the last 3 weeks. People have been talking about putting up their Christmas tree.
Ah, I see.
And. And meanwhile, I'm just like sitting there, like, yeah, I don't even know if we're doing that this year. Like,
we don't really.
I don't even know what's going on, you know. Like, and to be honest with you, it's kind of funny because the other day, for those who don't know, I work at a school.
Yeah.
So there was like this teacher. She was saying how she went out and got like a bunch of Christmas presents, and she's like, and now the issue is they're sitting. You know how most cars in their trunk have like that compartment below?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's where she's been keeping all the gifts.
Oh,
because she's like, I don't know where to hide them in the house because I know they're gonna find them if I put them in the house.
Oh, I see.
So she's like, and I was talking with my mom if I could put the gifts in the house, but then I know she doesn't know how to keep a secret.
Yeah.
So she probably ended up telling the kids. So she's like, so now I'm freaking out because I bought the Christmas gifts so early this year and I don't know where to put them.
Oh man.
And she's like, and I need to wrap them.
Yeah, that's a toughie. I don't know how to fix that.
Yeah, so she's like,
the trick is put them all in your car, to go get them wrapped.
No, so look, so this is what a teacher told her. Because we're like in the staff room.
Yeah.
So the teacher goes, why don't you just take them all out?
Okay.
And put them in your class, like under, like in a spot in your class, like in a desk or something.
Yeah.
And then she goes, that'd be a great idea. She's like, I'm gonna take out all the papers from like one of the like, like just a stack of paper.
Yeah.
She's like, my desk's gonna look like a mess for the rest of the year, but it's fine.
Well, I mean, it's just for December.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think it's funny too that she's like, I don't know what to do. Help him. She's like, I don't know. This is the first time I do. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of funny, but So that's kind of like the stress right now.
Mm.
End of the year, and you know, things are wrapping up. The quarter's ending. This is the last quarter of the year, so you know, it's getting real.
Yeah.
People, you know, getting the numbers in. It's something about this time of year where there's so many things going on.
Yeah, businesses just wrapping up their new budgets. Yeah. I mean, the new budgets started like in October.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, because they're getting, it's usually around that time anyway.
Yeah, so like new quarter comes, it's the time to cram in everything you were supposed to get done for this year.
Any New Year's resolutions that, you know, didn't get done, need to get done now?
Yeah, because, you know, you've been slacking.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, imagine somebody who put down like I'm a walk 1,000 steps every day and they only walk like 4.
No, good luck to you. You're gonna die. You're gonna decease unalive.
Yeah, clock in 10,000 every day in December. You still won't have enough.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely crazy how it's an interesting time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the year. I mean, I don't know. Like, should we do like a holiday themed episode?
Yeah.
And I don't know. We haven't thought about anything.
We really haven't.
Because we've been like out of the studio. We're in a different studio. We're just, honestly, at this point, I feel like we're just going to see how this goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. We haven't talked about it, how we're going to wrap up this year. We haven't done any of that because we're so busy with life.
Yeah, we are. But I mean, it's fair.
Yeah.
As you all know, we have lives.
Yeah, you know? We have lives.
this isn't absolutely everything we have to offer you.
If only it was.
If only it was.
If I could dedicate 110% to this, I'd do it. But oh, I yeah, can't.
Absolutely.
I got food. I got bills to pay.
Realistically, we are planning more for you, though.
Yeah, we are. We have been. You'll hear more about that, I think, in the last episode of the year. We'll deep dive into that.
Yep. We're calling it the transitional period.
Yeah. There's another transitional period.
There's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
So just stay tuned because there's a lot coming your way in the new year. Well,
yeah.
Somewhat new year.
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, it'll be later on in the year. Yeah. But we definitely have a lot coming in.
This is more of like I don't know.
This has been like a 5-year marketing test.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's what we've been doing. This is like a whole we've been testing the market and seeing the results. No, I think it's definitely crazy to think about how long we've been doing this.
Oh yeah.
Like I tell my friends about it, or people who know me who know me from before the podcast.
Oh yeah.
They go, yeah, no, you have a podcast, and I go, yeah. Like, how's that going? I'm like, I'm still doing it. And they go, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do. Like, because people think it's kind of crazy that every week I find the time to do this.
Yeah. And the whole reason this podcast even started was just because one day I decided to say, you know what? We're not spending enough time with each other.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, let's book it.
Yeah.
And then this became a conversation of two brothers living out their lives.
Right.
And then suddenly 3,000 people were like, you know what? Yeah. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, no, but I think it has to do with the fact that we always start, so how's your week been? Because that's how it actually is. Like when we're not recording and we go a while without talking to each other. Actually, I think we talk to each other more now than before.
Yeah.
But I think it was back then because
I was in college.
I was in college like 12 hours out of the day.
Yeah.
And I come home and be like, hey, so we're going to bed. Like, I need dinner, and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to bed. Like, I got no energy for that.
For me, I was in high school, right?
Yeah.
So, like, every day I was, like, socializing.
Yeah.
I'd get home, not have much to do.
Right.
So, like, there was just a lot of gaps where I'm just like, where's my brother at?
Yeah. Right. So,
And there's also a time frame where you don't remember watching movies.
Yeah, yeah. I was so busy, like, There's a lot of stuff. Like, there's quite a few movies you sometimes will talk about.
Yeah.
That I've never seen. Like, Click.
Yeah.
You guys watched Click at one point, and I never saw it.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen
it. That was years ago.
Yeah, right. But
that was before you were even in college.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, there are things like that where I definitely feel like you do have to sacrifice stuff to move forward in life.
Oh, yeah.
And it sucks that it's family.
Honestly, it's like, pick something you like. Pick something you enjoy. Analyze that one thing you enjoy, whether it be a hobby or not, and try to transform it to something that's productive and beneficial to you, but keep it in a way that you still enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, no, for sure. It's hard. And I think we have had instances where we have gone, I'd say a few days without, like we'll say hi and stuff.
In the early days, what we've done before is that we have That was really weird.
Yeah. Things are not moving. No.
Yeah.
The lights in the room, not the set lights shut off. For those wondering, I don't know if it got brighter or not. I don't know. But that's what happened. We're kind of freaking out because it's like pitch black behind the camera.
Anyways, that's not important. The
control room shut off too. I thought you should know that.
That's probably why. It's just the sensor in the room. We're baffled because it's the first time we're doing this.
Yeah, we're
in this room.
Right.
No one's holding our hand.
We're just
kind of winging it right now. And if the set lights go off, I'm blind.
Hence why we're using our phones, not microphones.
Again, guys, this is a comedy podcast. This isn't too serious. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
Where am I?
Did you notice the yellow lights?
Yeah, there is in fact yellow lights. I don't know what that means.
But there's definitely definitely things that I think we kind of missed out on. I do think the thing is the more we do stuff like this, I feel like our bond is growing.
Oh yeah.
Like before this, we spent an hour like in a McDonald's just talking.
Oh yeah.
Like, and that's what I think is what makes the podcast better, because we're already mid conversation when we come sit down.
Yeah. And like the whole point is to make you guys feel a part of that conversation.
For sure.
Like I've used the expression more than once of being like, turn us on, let us be your ambient noise. And then when you hear something interesting, you basically tune in. Right. We're the white noise of life.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, but it's definitely interesting.
Oh, and it's interesting. When I was in high school,
yeah,
like not even, there's people that from my high school years still listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
And they're like, how is this and how is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh, y'all still listen to this?
Yeah, no, for sure.
They're talking to me like I told them the story directly. Right, yeah, and I'm no, like, that's,
no, for sure. Yeah. I can't remember the other day we were talking about, what was it? We said something about Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, the train sequence.
Nah.
How, like, imagine like you were the guy in the train or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I was talking with a friend of mine who's in Australia. And you're probably listening to this right now. You're thinking, oh, my gosh. Anyway, so we were talking and they go, yeah, that was a crazy thought. Like, you know, if you were the guy in the train, like, you would have died.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, for sure. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
But it's
first one to go.
But the thing is, the conversation's like, I told you. Like, I personally, yeah, directly, we had that conversation.
Yeah.
And it's very cool to see that. Also, they're definitely convinced that, yeah, we script our episodes.
Yeah, we don't.
And we don't, even though we have a teleprompter.
I've done podcasts.
We have
before.
A teleprompter right over there. That's off.
Yeah, no. I've done podcasts before where you have to write a script.
Yeah.
This is raw. This is, well, I mean, unless we say something out of line, which is a rare case.
I mean, sometimes you say stuff out of line.
Okay. Reasonably out of line.
Awkward job.
Reasonably out of line.
But definitely. I mean, there's been a few times I've said stuff out of line too.
Yeah. But it's like, again, comedy podcast, we live in the freedom of speech.
No, yeah, I know for sure. I mean,
even though in Canada it's like more freedom of expression.
Yeah,
but
we try. But I definitely think it's interesting to have, what's the word for it? I was going to say dichotomy, but that doesn't feel the right word.
No, definitely not the right word.
I was going to say it's definitely seeing those relationships grow.
Yeah.
I mean, also the way we do the podcast has changed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the more I sit here and the more we just kind of go about doing it, it's definitely interesting. And I think that there's been a lot of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that we kind of documented some of your teen years and some mm-hmm. of my like early adult years. And now it's your early adult years and my late like 20s.
I love how you're about to say late adult life.
Yeah,
and you were like, adult. No, I'm not.
It's like that. I mean,
you haven't even had a midlife crisis yet.
I mean, it'll be great when it's on the pie.
Yeah.
Anyway, but one day, like, my hair's like green or something. Anyway,
you're like, look at us. We're turning gray.
No,
it's not a filter. This is real.
No, but I do think it's kind of funny how we have grown a lot. And I think one thing that I think is kind of interesting is our core views on certain things haven't changed.
Oh, yeah.
Like when, you know, they say stuff like when the whole truck thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
During COVID here and where we at.
Actually, one of my friends was there during that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because his dad used to drive a truck.
Of course.
Yeah.
And we talked about how they were upset how, you know, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, that's what protesting is. You go, you voice your problems.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean there's going to be change.
Yeah, I know. It's called government.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's kind of crazy. And there's people who are still complaining about how they lost their life and retirement savings.
Oh, yeah. And, okay, let's not get into the whole politics of course. Canada.
I wasn't going to get into that. But
yeah.
I'm just saying how, like, we both still fairly agree.
Yeah,
how dumb the whole thing kind of was.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of choices that this government has made. in the last few years that were good in the beginning,
right,
and then rapidly declined in good decision making
into chaos.
Yeah, I don't necessarily blame anyone.
No, because freedom of expression.
But realistically, it's the people who vote. At the end of the day. Kind of our fault.
I mean, you can vote back then.
If you keep, because realistically,
no, but in the last election, you can vote. So, I mean, technically, well, you're
real. Okay, but the
you're,
people.
You're, I know, but you're out of the blame. I'm in the blame.
Yeah, you're in the blame. It's all your fault.
I didn't vote.
I'm blaming you.
I know I voted, but
everyone who's listening to this right now is just like, I voted for Trudeau. I don't blame you.
Bro, I voted neutral, if I'm
like,
being honest.
Realistically, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Like,
I think there was a statistic recently released that, I think it's one out of four people.
Yeah.
Or I can't remember specifically. I think it's two out of four people.
Yeah.
So split down the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't remember the exact statistic, but something with a four.
All right. Anyway, just tell us what it is.
It's just a ratio stating that a lot of Canadians don't want Trudeau reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because you go back 3-4 years.
And everybody wanted him.
Everybody wanted him.
Even we wanted him.
Oh, yeah.
Considering what was going on at the time, like politically what was going on and globally as well.
Yeah.
Certain
things. It was the right decision
at the time.
I'm not going to say it was the right decision.
Yeah.
But what I can say is that it was definitely something.
Okay. Let's say, at least the first term was the right. The first decision, the first term was the right decision.
Yeah.
The second one, it's a hit or miss if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of options. I mean, you can never truly – okay, when it comes to politics, you can never really say one party is correct.
No, for sure.
Because realistically
– It's because most people, especially when it comes to, like, our core values and stuff and what we consider important, it's different from person to person.
Yeah.
And you can have split
views.
Right, yeah.
So you're like, I agree with this part and I agree with this part, but it doesn't necessarily mean I agree with an entirety, but I'm leaning more this way, I'm going to go that way.
For sure. And I definitely think there are – people who are kind of split because they agree with some things like conservatively and some things liberally.
Yeah.
Right. So it's and we can't pick and choose. You can only go one way or the other, you know, and we need a party that does a little of everything and stays in the middle.
Yeah. You know, we need a neutrality party.
Yeah. That's what we need.
And don't go for NDP. Right?
So vote for Victor 2028.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If I see a percentage of numbers coming out and my name's on that thing, I'm going to be very annoyed. I don't want that kind of responsibility.
He's just some random.
I'm just some random kid who watched the news. doesn't mean I know what I'm doing.
No, and you know what? I think ever since you started doing your whole radio thing, like, I've been paying attention way more to the news and the political stuff.
Oh, yeah, because I've been focusing. Well, I like to keep myself informed now.
Right, yeah.
Mainly just because if I need something to talk about on a bit about the world,
right,
I need to have all of the knowledge to my brain. Like, just now, I fumbled on a statistic.
No, for sure.
But I said it was something of a four, and then I said it was a ratio.
But I mean, you know, I think that's also something interesting. Yeah. Right? Like, I only used to keep track of it if it was, you know, like, election season and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, kind of seeing, like, what the parties were saying and what's going on, kind of looking at the polls.
But now you're looking at the full stories.
Yeah, now I'm following along. I'm subscribed to Pierre Elliott Trudeau's YouTube page. Like, it's
– Pierre Elliott?
Yeah, no, not Pierre Elliott.
Pierre
Poilievre. I don't know why I said Pierre Elliott.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was amazing, though.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah,
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Bring him back to life.
I love that clip of him eating an apple. It's the greatest thing ever. If you have not seen – Australia News Poilievre talked about this.
Yes.
The UK talked about it. I think even Australia. Turkey did a bit on
Australia
it.
Australia talked about it.
Turkey did a bit on it, too.
Really?
Yeah, there was like –
crazy.
I saw a lot of people
– they're having mixed feelings about him.
Yeah.
Because
some
people argue that his personality has changed a little bit from the start of, like, his campaign.
Right.
But I feel like that comes with deciding to start a campaign. You know what I mean?
You have to change your approach.
You have to change your approach to just life in entirety.
For sure.
Because you know every move you make
is now being watched.
It's now being watched. Exactly. Watch me, as Pierre Elliott Trudeau would say.
Yeah.
That's
the guy we need.
Yeah, if he was here today.
Where's that man at?
I know.
What a time. But that was a different time, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think
and then there's his son.
You know, yeah.
Let's
move on.
Let's move on.
Anyways. I think we should take a short intermission.
And we'll be back right after this. This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now. And we're back.
That is not the right time to be back.
And we're back. He just yawned, and now I'm talking, and I'm forcing him right into it.
Yeah, great. We're back. I tried to take a nap, and he woke me up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I was sprawling on the...
We're back in action.
Okay, so what have we watched this week? I mean, I don't think we've watched anything.
No, actually, I've been watching something.
Right.
My new addiction.
new addiction. Well, my new addiction. We don't have time for addictions here.
I binged basically an entire season of Peaky Blinders.
Right.
Thank you, Shane. I've yet to still start season two.
Yeah.
But I will. I honestly think you should watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty good. I mean, and there's such power quotes too in that.
Yeah.
Show.
You know, we should probably get him on the podcast before the year wraps.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we do it here again.
Yeah.
Next Who knows? Who knows?
We definitely have. I know. Okay, so you were watching the show. I've been told to watch it many a time.
Yep.
I just never got around to it. I just don't have the time, if I'm being honest. I barely have time to watch a 20-minute episode of anime nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when we do sit down and watch TV, if I'm being honest, yeah, like 95% of the time I'm sitting there answering all the text messages of my day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm literally doing like a rundown of like all the people who like snapped me, messaged me or whatever, and I'm just like, I'll answer all the texts.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, okay. And then I'll like sit down and start watching whatever it is we're watching for like 5-10 minutes. And then I'll look down at my phone again, and like everybody's answered.
I'm constantly writing new ideas.
Yeah.
For things that we're trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm teasing. I'm really teasing.
Yeah, I know you're really teasing.
but realistically,
such a tease. We're
just, living. So yeah, we haven't really watched much. I've been watching Peaky Blinders. Definitely love it.
Yeah.
If I were to give it a rating right now, I'd say like, whew. Like 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Wow, that's pretty high. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
What was it we watched?
Mainly just because I love action.
Oh, wasn't what was it? What was it? It wasn't yesterday. It was the day before.
We watched a movie. Oh, we watched Freelancer.
Freelancer. Yeah.
Yes. We watched Freelancer with John Cena. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it was a decent movie.
I'll be honest. It's one of those movies where you can watch and shut off your brain.
A little bit, yeah.
Just
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you shut off your brain.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
But it's just enough. It's enough to sit down and be like, I'm watching a movie.
Yeah.
What movie?
It's Freelancer. Honestly, okay. The way the movie's shot at times, it feels like a TV movie.
Yeah. See, and I think that's an interesting thing to actually notice, because when you look at TV now,
yeah,
a lot of the shots done,
yeah,
are very cinematic.
Like especially TV shows. Like, yeah. What is it? Like Wheel of Time?
Oh yeah.
Those shots, some of those shots, yeah, when they pan, it's like, that's cinematic. Why are we doing this?
No, realistically, like you could film that show as a movie.
Yeah.
And release it.
Yeah.
And people would be like, yeah, I'm that's a movie.
Yeah,
that's a movie right there.
Boom. No questions asked.
Yeah, and I feel like Prime, Netflix, Disney have really been stepping up their game when it comes to producing.
It's because they're all in there in a full out war with each other.
Yeah, and realistically, like all, like you know, the cinematic cut screen, so like it makes it feel.
Oh yeah, yeah,
it
yeah,
makes
for
it
sure.
feel like it's definitely.
And the soundtracks for these things are crazy.
Oh yeah.
No, what is it? The other day they released how. Apparently, Amazon almost got the rights to Percy Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently they were all in a bidding war for it.
Wow.
And Disney got it.
Yeah.
To make the show. And so, and I think that's crazy, because imagine the hundreds of millions of dollars that were put on the line for this.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where you think, you know what?
Maybe I should write a story. Maybe I should write a world that creates something amazing for a TV show.
I mean, you know, Netflix.
I think that calls for a book update.
No, okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. I haven't.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, and those of you just listening, tuning in.
Oh, my gosh.
My brother has been running.
Yeah, I've been running.
Not running. Writing.
I'm running.
He's on a run.
I'm on the lamb.
He's been writing a book.
Yeah.
And it's a fiction book.
It's... Okay. The only way... Okay, so I've been looking... Okay, so one thing that I've been looking at is that they've been... I read a book about genre and how to, like, make sure you nail your genre right.
Yeah.
And my genre
is a mix.
It's a mix of like sci-fi and fantasy.
Cool.
So it's like a subgenre of the two.
Yeah.
That I don't think it's been like the way I'm trying to do it doesn't really exist.
Mm.
But it's like because like I was thinking about it and they're like, you know, modern fantasy, but it's not really, it's like modern, but it's It's too modern. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, I'm running into this weird like issue where
you don't know what your genre is, but you're in limbo between a few.
Yeah, I'm in limbo between a few, but I definitely think it's coming along. Also, I've kind of changed the formatting of the book again.
Really?
Yeah, because like before, okay. So for those who don't know, I think I said this in the last update. So each chapter,
that was a few episodes ago.
Yeah,
so
it's like a while ago. Good luck finding it. I'm gonna give a quick update here. Okay, so
before, just to preface, yeah. Give them the idea of the book.
Okay, so the book is about a boy who gets sucked into another world.
Isekai, basically. I'm Isekai character. For those of you who watch anime, it's basically a person reborn.
Yeah, he gets sucked into a world where all the gods of mythology are real.
Okay.
But they don't identify as their god. They personify their god, but they're not their god, so to say. And they all live in like their own little realm. So kind of like
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Thor, Love, and Thunder. Omnipotent City.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I wrote this down like, I don't know, like I want to say like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah, before Thor, Love, and Thunder. Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. But yeah, so I have that kind of going on, right?
Yeah.
And so I've had to do a lot of research on just mythologies from all around the world and all of this stuff. So it's definitely been like a lot. It's been very time consuming,
yep.
If I'm being honest, to make sure I get personality traits and certain like little things that only like if you're from Japan.
Yeah.
And I put something in there like just for you.
Yeah.
If you know anything about Japanese mythology, you're like, oh my, how did he do that?
Yeah.
Like it's
I've seen you reading a lot on like mythology.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've read like a lot of Greek books, Roman books. I've read a few Japanese books now. I've recently gone, and this is kind of funny, I recently gone into Australian native gods.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm going like I'm trying to cover everybody.
Yeah, it's gonna take quite some time.
I got into the Mesopotamian the other day.
Oh.
That's kind of crazy because you know the Israelites had something to do with that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy. I've tackled the Mexican Aztec gods. I'm entering into the Brazilian pretty soon. I have a whole book on that I plan to read. So there's definitely a lot of research that's going into this. But obviously, I'm trying to make sure you know I get it right, and I don't like one of the big focuses is the Norse, the Greek, and the Roman right now.
Yeah.
And the Egyptian.
Okay.
Those are kind of like the four big groups because they are the biggest ones.
Yeah. I mean, you just name those and people have an idea of maybe some of the deities. In there.
Right. So I'm obviously, you know, and I'm changing some things here and there, you know, because
It's still a book, right?
It's still a book, right?
It's still
fiction, right? Yeah. So, but obviously I've had to kind of streamline things because the way I had written the book was there are 12 main characters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I had initially planned the book. And then you follow like one of the, so there's like 12 main characters and then there's like one super main character.
Yeah.
So I had him like, it was be like his chapter, then another chapter of like somebody else, then his chapter again, then another chapter, somebody else, then his chapter again, then, you know, kind of like
it's a back and forth.
Yeah.
It's like so, cutting scenes between a sub story, but the sub story is 12 characters.
Yeah. And there's 12 different stories going on at the same time.
Yeah.
And so
one would argue write different books, but you're trying to break the norm.
Yeah, I'm basically writing 12 different books at the same time. It's very challenging.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm dealing with a lot of like different things.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. So trying to follow like the right tones, like if I'm writing from the perspective of a female, if I'm writing from the perspective of an older gentleman, if I'm writing from the perspective of, you know, like just a teen boy, right?
Yeah,
so like
there's
different, a lot of different perspectives and just trying to balance it all out. So I scrapped all.
Okay.
I scrapped because if I'm being honest, like I was racking my brain and I got into a point where I had writer's block.
Yeah.
I couldn't write anything. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like I spent like 2 months just staring at the doc. Like I just sit there and stare at it. Mind numbing.
And you're like, I don't know what to do with this. Because
like I wrote a chapter from every single character's perspective.
Yeah.
And then I had like 20, I'd say 20 chapters.
What if you... Oh, no, that's going to restructure you. Never mind.
So, look, so I had 28 chapters.
What I was going to say was, what if you just focused on one book? So, about one character and then released 12 different books?
Side characters,
stories. No. But have them be like their own, like, franchise.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
have crossovers.
And then have the main character.
Yeah.
From like the actual main character be released last. You know what I mean? So like 12 books released, main character comes out, and then you know
it ties
you could,
it all together.
Yeah, you could have fans from like one franchise.
Okay, so this
and
is
then
what I've
they'd
done.
Be like, oh my gosh, so I gotta read this.
So this is what I've done. Okay, so basically what I'm doing is this. Okay, so I basically taken the main character, the Superman character, and I'm gonna follow his timeline.
Yeah,
like I'm just gonna write from his perspective.
Yeah,
and then when all of these other characters jump into the story, it's when they'll appear.
Yeah,
because I've discovered that writing from different. Oh, the other thing too is like I've gone from like a person like I feel to like he felt. So I've changed. I've gone to like third person.
Yeah.
So I'm like omnipresent now. I'm just like kind of narrating and all that. So it's not like personal narration. It's like omnipresent narration where the narrator knows what's going on and the characters.
Well, obviously, I'd hope you know where you're
going. I know where I'm going. So I've done that, and doing this has changed everything.
Yeah.
Like I've changed the timeline of like the events of certain things like 5 to 6 times now the point where I've concluded that in order for me to tell this story, I'm going to need anywhere between 8 to 7 books.
8 to 7 books?
Yeah.
You heard it.
Yeah, I know. It's
8 to 7 books. Yeah, he's going for it.
I'm really going for it. It's gotten kind of crazy. But
we're running out of time here.
I can tell you. Yeah, I know. And I'm rushing through this, if I'm being honest. I'm kind of I'm in the cliff notes here.
Yeah, I know. The guy in the back over there is like, gotta
he's
hurry
like,
up.
Yo, we got another show in a couple of minutes. Yeah. But what's going on is that, right? So I'm trying to figure out exactly how I'm going to write the perspectives of the other characters.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of releasing novellas.
Okay.
Which, if you don't know what a novella is, it's a short story. It's not that long, but it kind of gives you enough to understand this character. Mm-hmm. And there are other very big writers who have done it before for their series of other characters, where they'll release a novella to give you more insight about this character.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of doing that because it's going to be like 12 novellas at this point.
Yeah.
But well, no, it's like 11, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Probably like 13.
Okay.
But that's kind of what's happening because I can't, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Like there are people who do it, who write from like different perspectives and all that. Like the Game of Thrones is a really big series who does that. It's hopping around constantly. But the way I was writing it, if I'm being honest, like it's a very big undertaking. And
I don't think you could fit that in one book.
I was looking at it. I'm like, if I write this, it's going to be like, almost 1,000 pages. it's gonna be a brick.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna be able to stack these up in the
like
house.
you know when it's like you collect all of the books and you put them together.
Yeah,
it's just that one book creates the image.
No, and the thing is like when you're like describing stuff.
Yeah,
I'm starting to like I've started to like sum up descriptions.
Yeah,
like I'm not even being overly detailed because it's gotten to the point now where detail is kind of like lax, and people are like if someone reads this and be like, there's not enough detail here. I'm gonna be like, you know what? There's like 1,000 pages left.
If you don't think there's enough detail, you're not visualizing hard enough.
Like this is on you. Yeah. But it's definitely that. Moving away from that though, that's kind of like the quick book update.
Yeah.
I've got like a partial timeline now.
Yeah.
And it might change again.
Yeah.
Who knows? Because I've discovered that certain characters. Okay, so some of the main characters they have more important roles than other characters.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of realizing now that the story I had laid before myself was really cool. It was really cool. But some of the structural elements of it didn't really make sense.
Yeah.
It's like why this character needed to be so important to the story or why it was relevant.
Yeah.
And so now that I have that, I've basically given every character a more personality,
okay,
more detailed, more story oriented as to like, because there was like 2 or 3 characters.
Yeah,
like, I'm just here to hang out, my guy. Like that's it. Like that's it. Like I'm here to hang out.
Yeah.
Like and you need one of those. Like you need one of those because
it tends to be the comedic relief sometimes.
Yeah. So I definitely have one of those.
Yeah.
But
it's like Sokka he
doesn't know
the
he's the
Airbender.
Comedic relief. That's the funny.
Well, no one knows that.
No,
the
I mean like
relief.
In the sense of like. He's like one of the strongest characters in the book.
Yeah.
But he's also the comic relief.
Oh, okay.
So like it's kind of like
I've seen that happen before.
It's kind of like I kind of flipped it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's and he's not like and he's like a sub main character. He's not even like a main character.
Okay.
So yeah, but anyway, obviously like there's a lot and it's a lot of stuff and it's going to take a lot of time and I don't have that right now. So like right now I go home and I'm so tired. I sit on the couch, I eat dinner.
Yeah.
And I fight to watch a film.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I fight to like focus on whatever it is we're watching.
Mm.
Also,
because you're like, I'm gonna,
yeah, I'm just gonna pass out. Like, yeah. What is it like? Remember the other day what we were doing? And I was like falling asleep, and I'm like, you know, I forget this. Like, I just can't.
Yeah.
Like, so that's been going on. But apart from that, I'd say, you know, that's the book update,
and that's the episode.
you really get into it when you start talking.
It's
about
it's hard. It's hard, bro. It's hard. Yeah. Like it's really hard. I mean, I haven't given a book update in like I think 2 months.
Yeah.
3 months maybe.
Yeah.
Actually, I think since we've been
in Mexico. I mean, we also took a hiatus and went to Mexico.
Yeah. Since before Mexico.
Yeah.
So a lot's happened, obviously.
Anyways, guys, that's been the episode. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed the update of our lives. The update of our lives in Agent's book.
Yeah. I don't know anymore.
Hopefully, you guys enjoyed. Make sure to hit that follow button, subscribe if you can. You know, leave a comment, whether it be up, down, left, or right. If you know somebody who would love this podcast, you know, just
hit
the share button, let them know.
We're like, yo, check this out.
It's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funny. Anyways, guys, we'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Bye.